The issue that we have with him is what he's doing on an individual level. And, you know, Kim, I've never known you or any member of the press to send to a individual candidate's personal email Google links with personal information on an unwanted, unsolicited.
I saw Kevin Epps, Athens attorney Kevin Epps, spoke with him, was it Friday of last week, I think, about a matter that's popped into the local political conversation. Kevin Epps there, attorney for Stephanie Johnson, Stephanie Maddox Johnson, candidate for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission, running in District 6 versus Rushay Malcolm, by the way, the election about 6 weeks away. She's running, and as such, she's getting coverage from the local journalistic community, and part of that community, big part of it, increasingly. Athens Politics Nerd is the website and the Twitter feed and the brains behind it, Chris Dowd. And the story is, as we discussed with Kevin Epps, the story is that Stephanie Johnson is at least considering, and maybe it's happened and I missed it, but she's considering taking out a temporary restraining order on Chris Dowd, who joins us now. Chris Dowd, thanks for your time this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Tim.
First of all, we'll get into all this. Tell me about Athens Politics Nerd. How long you been around, and what are you about?
Well, I've been around since 2019. It's a news website. I cover local news, local politics. In general, like the mayor and commission, what they're doing at City Hall.
And as such, you're tracking the candidates and Stephanie Johnson among them. What have you done? You heard some of what Kevin Epps there said. What have you done to get sideways with her?
I am not sure. She sent me a cease and desist order last week. And it really didn't say what I was supposed to cease and desist. So it was really confusing. The only contact I've had with her recently is when I sent her an email when I was, you know, doing the research for the flagpole interview that I wrote. And so that the cease and desist order came on the exact day when that flagpole article was published. So I just can't help but thinking it has something to do with that.
And much of that article, we should say, focusing on Stephanie Maddox Johnson's tenure as the Athens-Clarke County Auditor, more to the point how that came to end. And we've talked with her about it, and she can't say much, she says, the possibility of litigation, the rest of that. But she was fired by Mayor Kelly Gertz and the Athens-Clarke County Manager, Mayor and Commission involved in all that. And you have quite the extensive timeline on everything that went down on that, I should say. But you've done a much deeper dive on that than I have, maybe than most people around town have. Do you gather that the heartburn is about this, or what's your thinking on that?
Yeah, that's my perspective on it. It's that she doesn't like some of the things that I've written. I've definitely covered, you know, the reasons why she was fired from her position as auditor, which I don't think, you know, she's been completely transparent about to the public. And, you know, she even had, like, you know, a press conference with the Athens anti-discrimination movement where, you know, she accused the mayor and the manager of discrimination. And she even has a lawsuit against them. I believe it was just settled.
Right. That was the news that Kevin Epps gave us on Friday when we talked with him. I don't know if he used the word settlement. That's what it sounded like anyway.
Yeah. So I think she just doesn't want me to be, you know, reminding the public what happened during her time as auditor.
Now, he mentioned there, as you heard coming in, did Kevin Epps, and again, we're talking with Chris Dowd, Athens Politics Nerd, and his work on the pages of the flagpole from time to time. He mentioned, and I'll be completely honest, I don't even know what he's talking about, Google links that you emailed her and she didn't want to get it. Google links. First of all, I'm the dumbest guy in the conversation here. Tell me what Google links are and why, I don't know, why that might be a problem for some folks.
Well, you know, sometimes when I have primary source documents, I, you know, like to link them for people so they can take a look at them just in case, you know, they don't necessarily want to trust, you know, my view of it. Maybe they want to look at it for themselves.
Okay.
So I put them on my Google Drive and I have a link to it from my website. And I set the files there to be available to anyone who wants to view them. And so what I think happened is that, you know, she was looking at one of my old articles, clicked on one of the links, and then my Google Drive automatically shared it with her. And she thought that I had done that on purpose just to harass her, which I think is really strange. So, I mean, I tried to clear that up with her, but I don't know
Okay. So, okay. I'm trying to put myself in her head here. I open up. Here come these links. I open them up. There's a whole lot of unflattering stuff about me. And it came from this guy, Chris Dowd. And so he's harassing me. I guess, is that how we're trying to, or how she might be connecting dots here?
Yeah, I think that's what she thinks. But, like, I didn't have any, you know, active role in sharing it with her. It's just because she clicked on the link that it would show up in her Google Drive.
And again, from your perspective, Chris Dowd, at Athens Politics Nerd, and I know you speak for yourself. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. But as I said to Kevin Epps when we were talking, I think it was on Friday, that from all I read and from what I've seen, and I do read your work, and I read Blake's and the folks at the Banner Herald, I read as much of this stuff as I can. It doesn't look to me, this is, okay, Tim's opinion here, it doesn't look like you're doing anything different than any other journalist would be doing that I have done. Listen, I have a question about this, and then I have another question about that, and what do you say in response to this other thing over there? That's what journalists do when they're covering campaigns and the folks who are running in them, and I'm looking around for something that looks any different than what Blake does and what I do, and I'm not seeing it, except maybe you're just more extensive than some of us in covering this stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what she's talking about. If she has an issue with something I've written, I wish she would let me know that. Another thing about her order that she sent over to me was that, yeah, I wouldn't be able to be in the same room as her. Mm. And if she doesn't want me to contact her anymore, you know, that's fine. I'm happy not to do that. But as far as, you know, sometimes I'll have to be in, but like tonight, there's a forum at the Federation of Neighborhoods, a candidate forum. And of course, I'm going to be there, you know, to cover it. I'll put the video up on my YouTube channel. So it would really stop me from doing my job, I feel, if I, you know, couldn't be in the same room as her.
So what, by the way, and I know what my recourse would be, frankly, if something like that happens to me. We're a fairly good-sized corporation. We got lawyers who are on retainer for exactly this kind of thing. They're a phone call away. What does somebody, a citizen journalist like yourself, do? And what recourse might you have in a case like this?
Well, there's a really great resource at the University of Georgia. It's the First Amendment Center. And they were really quick to get back to me once I reached out to them. And they've already sent their official response over to Kevin Epps and her attorneys there. So, they've been really great. Yeah, I really appreciate their support.
Quickly, a couple of minutes left here, Chris Dowd. Let's back up and look at these elections. Well, Georgia, they're 6 weeks away. And these are, I keep making the point, this is not some primary we're talking about here. If you're on the ballot for an Athens Clark County Commission or a Clark County School Board seat, mayor for that matter, if it happened to be an election year, we're talking about deciding this thing in May and in these races in May. Looking at it from 30,000 feet, I know there's some concerns. It's interesting. The folks over on the right are concerned that the liberals are going to run every aspect of the Athens Clark County government. And I gather there's some heartburn from the folks on the left, exactly the opposite, that the moderate and the folks on the right are going to gain sway. Which way is this thing going to go? And just be fair, you approach this generally from the left as opposed to the right. What do you see and what are you concerned about?
Well, I think the most important race is the one in District 6, because that's one where there's an open seat, mm-hmm. and you know, either one of them could win it. I think Stephanie does have a little bit of an edge now. She seems to have, you know, a slightly better campaign being run, to be quite frank with you. And in the other races, it's all conservative challengers who have gotten in to oppose progressives. So the only thing that could happen is that conservatives would gain, a seat or two, maybe. But it's probably the since everyone got in so late, all the candidates jumped in at the very last day of qualifying. Mm-hmm. I think it's likely that the incumbents are going to carry the day here. And the only one I'm really watching closely is the District 6 race.
Again, an open seat as Jesse Hull is not running for another term. Chris Dowd, again, the website, Athens Politics Nerd, AthensPoliticsNerd.com, I suppose. And I track you on what we used to call Twitter, the X platform. Now you tell me you got a YouTube channel as well. So you're all of them we see on Flagpole from time to time as well. Chris Dowd, best of luck with this. Keep us in the loop, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on, Tim.